The Broncos are getting set to face the Falcons this Sunday, and now we're pleased to be joined remotely by Kelsey Conway of AtlantaFalcons.com. Kelsey, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Thanks for having me on.
Last week, at least the talk around Denver so far has been about Julio Jones's game. How in the world did he have 300 yards receiving?
Because he's Julio Jones. No, you know, it's kind of crazy. The week before, he had only one catch in our win over New Orleans, and yet we were still able to put up a lot of points, and a lot of people were saying, you know, is this going to be the case? Are we going to see limited production from Julio because there's so many weapons, and obviously he draws so much attention? But honestly, the first four passes of the game were to Julio Jones, so we kind of saw it early in the game, and he just kept building throughout the game. So it was an incredible performance, and the best part of it all was that at the end of the game, he just treated it as if he had just played an average game of his standard. It wasn't anything spectacular, anything to his standards, which just makes it even cooler.
Yeah, the best athletes in the world always have such high expectations. Of course, the Atlanta Falcons come in scoring the most points in the NFL, going up against a pretty good Broncos defense. What's been the talk down there about this facing this Broncos defense?
Well, obviously, the pass rush and Von Miller and Derek Wolfe, and then obviously Denver secondary. You know, I feel like because so many people talk about Von Miller and the vaunted pass rush you guys have, sometimes the secondary isn't talked about as much, but with Julio Jones and the matchup he's expected to have with your secondary, in that you guys play a lot of man-to-man coverage, it's actually been probably something talked about a little bit more than the pass rush, which is pretty interesting.
That'll be certainly the matchup to watch, maybe Julio Jones possibly against Aqib Talib this weekend.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, are you preparing as if Trevor Siemian's going to be the guy, or Paxton Lynch? Have you gone back and forth there?
You know, that's actually been a question that both our defensive coordinator and head coach have been asked this week. And I think that they are preparing for Trevor Siemian first, but there's no coordinator or head coach that would go into a game not having prepared for both of them. And I saw that Trevor was limited today. So, you know, those coaches are all plugged into stuff like that. So I'm sure that they're planning for Trevor, but I'm sure they're going to have just as good of a plan if it's Paxton Lynch as well.
Well, we know that there's a lot of crossover between the two teams. Kyle Shanahan, obviously, yes. Richard Smith has spent so much time here in Denver. Just personally, coming out to Denver, what are you most excited about? Just the game day atmosphere, or what are you looking more forward to?
So I have never been out there. This is my first time going to be at Mile High Stadium, and I've actually heard that, you can tell me if this is correct, it might be the loudest stadium that there is in the NFL. So I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it, and just to see a great matchup between a great offense and a great defense in a great atmosphere like Mile High Stadium.
Well, we're certainly, we like to boast that we do have the loudest stadium, but there's a lot of loud places out there. There's a lot of loud ones. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to join us, and safe travels out here. We're looking forward to a great game.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on, and I'll see you guys out there.
No problem. That's Kelsey Conway of AtlantaFalcons.com.